Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. If you could arouse the individuals who are having their coffee in the other room and we can get started today. My name is David Harp from the Department of Chemistry, and I will, and this is the early bird special, early morning special. The early bird special is at, I think, 2 o'clock or something like that. We've got, I think, quite a program here, and I just also want to congratulate right at the outset the organizers, because if you come in and you feel like it's organized, even it may not be, but I think it is. I'm pretty confident. And I want to thank, on behalf of everyone here, Joanne Samo, Sharon Roy, Cynthia Weston, Maggie Latatuka, Oksana Mibroda, Dan O'Connell, Adam Finkelstein, and Brian McMillan, for pulling all of this together, as well as the audiovisual team of several interesting individuals who populate this room and who help a great deal with convocation. This is going to be a different format. Those of you who have attended in the past may remember that the room was filled with small booths, each person who was there, each instructor, trying to get across what their major point was, and I always thought it was well done, but the problem with it was that it was just so darn noisy that you could hardly function well. And I think this will be a little different, and I think we'll cover many of the same kinds of topics. I should also mention that the event is sponsored and coordinated by the CCS, Content and Collaborative Solutions, with the Teaching and Learning Services Group. That's substantial over in the library building, the McGill Library and IT Customer Services, as well as the Office of the CIO and the Deputy Provost Learning Teaching and Learning. I don't know who provided all of the money. Someone will know that, but I won't be able to quite discern all of that difference. This morning, and I think we'll be a little starting maybe even a little early, which will doesn't enable the panelists to go over, because I would like to keep it as close to on time as possible, and I may have to make a remark to or run down in front and ask people to move it along, because we want to stay as close to on time as possible. What you see above you is a, I want to be sure I get the term right, it's a back feed, feedback. You're not going to show it?
Yes, I am.
You are going to show it. Oh.
Back channel.
That was back door, side door. I've been reading about back channels. This means that you can all make remarks, rude or otherwise, without approbation of who you are on the screen. And so if a speaker, this is of some concern, because this is sort of instant feedback in the classroom potential, meaning that if as an instructor you're way off target, there will be these messages, could be these messages if you allow it in the room. So I think this is going to be of interest to all of us when we get to that social networking part, where it will be more explained, but you can actually, from the devices on your tables, you can make remarks of one kind or another. Here, it's just some, I guess they're sort of my talking points in part, I guess, something like that. Anyway. I think we're about ready to go. We're going to have four sessions. The first one is going to be called the toolbox, and it's a good term. We use it a lot in chemistry because it means what do you have for your laboratory in terms of tools and ideas that will enable the students to do better research. We're going to have then a break, which will be your lunch break, essentially 15 minutes if you're staying for the day. Then there's a social networking connection for 45 minutes. Then there will be a break. Then lecture recordings will be described. And then another break, and then the active learning classroom or classrooms. And there are two major ones that have been put together in this last year, with more on the way. And there will be a panel discussion on that one.